The oil revenue drop, and it is a fairly significant drop, of about 60 to 70% in price over the last 18 months or so, has hit us quite hard. We are actually only 13% oil in terms of GDP, but in terms of government revenue, it's 70%. So there's a disproportionate reliance for government revenue on oil. And so, of course, it's hit us fairly hard. But it's come also at a time when there's been political change in Nigeria, moving for the first time from one political party dispensation to another. And the new party has a very different economic approach. So there's the changes that are caused by the oil price, and there are changes caused by policy differences in the new government. And we're adjusting. I guess, like everybody else, we're taking some tough measures to adjust to the new reality.
And everyone's telling you to, diversify the economy, and it seems like an obvious solution. But how feasible do you think that is, given non-oil revenues right now are very low, right below 5%?
I think the issue is around revenue collection, because actually the economy is diversified. If, 13% is oil, 87% is a combination of services, agriculture, real estate. So it's actually a diversified economy. What's not diversified is the revenue base. And so what we're doing is trying to ensure that that other 87% of our GDP contributes to government revenue to make a more resilient revenue base for the government. And that's improvement in tax collection, improvement in customs collections, improvement in non-oil revenues, which is where we're making our greatest inroads, everything from visa fees and passport fees and blocking those leakages of revenue to ensure that we're not as exposed to the oil price as we have been in recent months.
And another message that you're hearing, particularly from the IMF, is about exchange rates, floating exchange rates. What is the concern there?
Well, I can't speak for the IMF, but I can speak for Nigeria. And as I said, we are in a transition period. We are in a season of flux, and we're taking very deliberate policy steps to reset the economy. And that's fiscal, that's monetary, that's industrial, that's a whole range of policies. And foreign exchange is just one of those. So I'm not holding a brief for the Central Bank of Nigeria. They're fully independent. They don't report to me. But the Monetary Policy Committee, I know, are looking at it. And I'm sure it's something that in due season will be adjusted. They have said that the measures they have taken are temporary. I'm sure within a reasonable period of time, we'll get an idea of how temporary and what the new policies will be. But I would say that in terms of the wider economy, the foreign exchange issue is not the only problem that Nigeria's economy is facing. And we need to face all the problems to have a robust solution to position Nigeria for future growth.
So other problems include security, and parts of the country that have experienced insecurity for quite some time due to Boko Haram. Do you think that there's a danger that this loss of revenues from oil could further destabilize these regions? And what would be the economic impact of that?
I think that indeed the part of the cause of some of that insecurity is economic. We have a very young population. We have about 63% under the age of 25. We are not growing, or we're not growing in a way that was inclusive. And so I think when people don't have a hope and people can't see a way, a future, you become very susceptible to fundamentalist or extremist ideologies. And that's not exclusive to Nigeria. I think that's something in a range of countries. So we see that the progress and significant progress has been made by this administration in the area of security. And now we're getting into a period where we need to talk about restoration and rebuilding. And that rebuilding is not just rebuilding destroyed infrastructure and destroyed families, because we've got millions of internally displaced people, but we've got to restore those economies. And that's part of the agenda of this administration, to make sure that we have a growth that is diversified, a growth that is inclusive, that carries everybody along.
So how do you see the future of these economies? As many economies in sub-Saharan Africa are suffering. And I mean, people talk about the demographics that could potentially present an opportunity. Do you see something that could help turn things around in the longer term?
I think that the one thing we've learned from, the commodity booms and the flow of funds, low interest rates and money flowing in, is actually what grows economies sustainably is painstaking, disciplined and deliberate incremental improvements in government. And I think that's the lesson that everybody's learned, that we don't want the booms because then we get the busts. We just want to grow sustainably, steadily and predictably. And I think that's the sort of growth that Africa needs, considering its population. And I think the other very interesting thing is that every finance minister that I'm speaking to, particularly the African finance ministers, everybody is trying to get a solution that fits them. And I think that's very important. So, because you can't compare a Nigeria with 170 million people to a Rwanda or to a Kenya. They're very different. And I think the solutions, therefore, are going to be very diverse. So I think we're going to be seeing a very diverse recovery in Africa.